What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got a very special guest in the studio, Matt Jacobson. And you might know that last name because it's the same one shared with his great father who helped a do many things related to the Marine Corps in this town. So good morning and welcome, Matt. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Bob and Greg. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. It's good to have you in here.
Thanks for having me.
And so, look, you served in the Marines. You were a teacher, local law enforcement for, a decade and a half. I mean, you put your time in. And so now, well, you have been anyway, working for stuff for like the Marine Corps League, which gets some of the funding from this. Tell me about Hot Rodding for Heroes.
Well, Bob, so we've been doing, my father started this tradition actually 13 years ago with Dr. Hain,
from the local chiropractor. Yes,
we all know Dr. Hain. So they came up with a way to, we know people love cars, and motorcycles, and to show them off. And we have such a big pool of people who have a lot of collectors around here. So 13 years ago, my father and Dr. Hain came up with the idea to start doing this benefit to benefit Hot Rodding for Heroes. And all the proceeds, 100%, go towards the Marine Corps League and veterans. It's 100%. Given straight to whatever cause. We've moved it from, we've done Toys for Tots, we've done the disabled veterans. We continue to donate to the VA on a regular basis. The whole point of it is giving back to the community and giving back to our vets and first responders that need all the assistance throughout their time of need.
Yeah, and when the time comes and you're ready to expand on some of those topics, you just you have an open door with us.
Outstanding. Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
So this is open to all cars and motorcycles. It's $25 to get in. Of course, spectators are absolutely free, and everybody we don't love a car and motorcycle show. You put the best of both together, and it is going to be at the High Springs Brewery. And I'm sad to say I haven't had a chance to get out there yet, and I want to. I understand it's a nice place.
Oh, it's the High Springs Brewery has been nothing but phenomenal for the Marine Corps League and all veterans and locally. If you didn't know that, the last year we dedicated, my father helped dedicate this before he moved on and passed on. We dedicated the High Springs Brewery. It is the Marine Corps League's Tun Tavern here locally.
Oh, okay.
As you know, the Marine Corps was founded. It's actually the 250th birthday this year for the Marine Corps.
Yeah, happy birthday. Super
fun. And it was founded in a bar, of course, like the Marines are. But we've dedicated the High Springs Brewery as our official Tun Tavern.
Oh.
So all Marines know that they can go to a place now that's officially dedicated to us. And Marines and veterans are all welcome. But they have been nothing but amazing. They help support veterans through in and out. I highly encourage, it's right downtown in High Springs. It brings a lot of people and the community together, and they're nothing but a huge supporter of everything we do.
And you've got the pizza place that is right there. Yeah,
Prohibition Pizza is right across the street. They're big supporters as well. The whole town, I want to thank, the High Springs, the city council and everything. It's been they've opened us with open arms. This will be our fifth car show in High Springs, and we're going to continue to keep doing it there.
Well,
we do one in the spring and one in the fall.
It's a great, family-oriented event in the middle of the day. It's perfect in this time of year. It's even better. And, you got Big Mills cheesesteaks. They're going to be on site. And they'll, of course, have their Philly cheesesteaks. So you got that going on. And like you say, all the proceeds go to benefit Marine Corps League, which means that also goes, into the local community.
Yes.
What else what else is going to be going on out there? Not that that's not enough.
I know. Like, so if you're wanting to participate and add more to the sponsorship, we offer a $50 tent or table if you want to put out a sponsorship or table for your local business. We open up for all businesses that want to come promote their businesses. Or if you just want to be a part and make a donation, we have a live DJ, Rockin' Robin DJ. She's a big military support. She donated her whole time for the whole DJing event that day. So, I mean, it's nothing but donations and people giving back to the community.
I think I know her. Did she live on Jaybird Street?
That's a good one.
Dated welcome, reference.
Welcome to my world.
welcome to your world. That's funny.
See how much fun it is?
Oh, yeah.
So, banners are welcome. Everyone's, I mean, the big thing is coming to donate and be a part of the community. So, and just come out and support. We, I'm going to say for all the car owners, it's expected to be a pretty big day for people bringing cars. So come early for the car owners that want to come. We have a lot of clubs that have sit in. It's no pre-registration, so it's first come, first serve.
And it says register at show starting at 2.
Correct.
So are you saying they should get there earlier than that?
Yeah, if they get there early and want to start, we're going to start getting them parked and ready. We'll be there early to start setting up. But, again, you know how people are in their cars. They want to make sure they're nice and pretty and clean.
Oh, yeah.
So they can show them off to the public.
You want the right spot.
They're a bunch of Gregs out there what they are.
Yeah. And I will say this. For those that don't have a fancy car but have maybe a patriotic car they want to put in, Dr. Hain has donated a special award this year to my father, who the late, you know, Jim Jacobson, who's been a huge benefit to this whole community for over 30 years.
Yes.
I'm going to try not to get emotional because my father's always been my hero. And, again, he started this 13 years ago, but they will have a patriotic Jim Jacobson Award for best, most patriotic car that Dr. Hain is going to be presenting that we'll choose for the most patriotic car.
There's a Jeep out in the parking lot if you want to paint some red and blue stripes
on it.
I think Greg would have a winner.
Maybe paint. We could wrap it. We could wrap it.
Oh, wrap. Yeah. Okay.
it's a good Sarge green right now.
It is. It's good looking.
So everyone come out. Come all cars, motorcycles, come out and have a good time. And it's, like I said, open to the public. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Come look at the cars from 2 to 6 and come enjoy it with us. I mean, you'll see we have our shirts that we've now got set up. Now
you
can purchase.
Shirt.
Yeah, we can purchase these on at the as nice. Well. So
I see. I smell a Dr. Hain influence.
Mustang
maniac, Dr. Hain.
He does. He likes his Mustangs, but he has quite a. He's got a quite car collection himself.
I bet he does.
He does.
Because gosh, it's been years since I've seen him, and I know he had a few back in the day.
You got to come out and see him again, Bob. I mean, come out and join it.
I really wanted to. This might be an opportunity to see my sister in Tampa. She's flying in. So,
gotcha.
Because I did have this marked down, I was going to do this, and there was a ride I was supposed to go on. But anyway,
we get you in the fall. We're, like I said, two times a year. We do one in the spring and one in the fall.
I'm sending Greg out to represent. He's better on the schmoozing anyway.
He is. We're going to go.
Yeah, ask him when you meet him, ask him for a business card.
Oh,
it's an inside joke.
Yeah,
inside joke. Gotcha.
Yeah, but I just want to see him tortured for a little.
And the boss is listening. So there's that. You know.
All right. Well, have fun with this event. We wish you very much success. I love that you've taken the mantle that your father and Dr. Hain did a great job of establishing and pushing it forward, making it even bigger and better. And now that you've retired from law enforcement, we expect. Big things out of you. You've got
pressure.
The name.
No pressure
whatsoever. Right?
Yeah, none whatsoever. We'll be following your every step.
I hope, and I'll come in here and update you each week.
You bet.
Matt Jacobson, thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me, guys.